In today's news headlines, Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello has finally announced his resignation, 2 weeks after sustained mass street protests began demanding that he step down. After reports emerged early on Wednesday morning, the Puerto Rican legislature threatened to begin impeachment proceedings against Rossello immediately unless he resigned. Still, it wasn't until just before midnight on Wednesday that the governor issued a video message saying he would step down next Friday, August 2nd.
He tomado la siguiente decisión. Con desprendimiento, hoy les anuncio que estaré renunciando al puesto del gobernador efectivo el viernes 2 de agosto del 2019 a las 5 de la tarde.
That's Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello finally announcing his resignation late Wednesday night. His successor will be Secretary of Justice Wanda Vasquez. But protesters made it clear even before his resignation that they would fight her as governor as well. Protesters reacted with euphoria on the streets of San Juan on Wednesday night, lighting fireworks and singing the revolutionary anthem. Those are the sounds of Puerto Ricans celebrating their movement's victory to force Governor Rossello to resign. In other news, former special counsel Robert Mueller spent 7 hours on Wednesday testifying in front of two House committees about his 2-year investigation of the Trump campaign and presidency. During his second hearing, House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff asked Mueller about the Trump campaign's openness to accepting the help of foreign governments in U.S. elections.
From your testimony today, I gather that you believe that knowingly accepting foreign assistance during a presidential campaign is an unethical thing to do.
And a crime.
Circumstances, yes.
And to the degree...
And a crime given certain circumstances.
And to the degree that it undermines our democracy and our institutions, we can agree that it's also unpatriotic.
True.
And wrong.
True.
I'm just referring to ethical standards. We should hold our elected officials to a standard higher than mere avoidance of criminality, shouldn't we?
Absolutely.
That's Mr. Mueller responding to Representative Adam Schiff on Wednesday. Just hours after the hearings, Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi blocked a series of bills strengthening election security that the House voted on, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Thursday personally objected to the bills on election security. Media reports widely suggested that while Mueller's performance did not offer the explosive basis for impeachment that Democrats had hoped, neither did it help Trump make his case that the investigation exonerated him. Trump responded to the hearings in remarks to reporters saying this.
We've done a great job, and we've done it under this terrible phony cloud, a phony cloud, that's all it was. And they should be ashamed of themselves, absolutely ashamed.
That's Trump on Wednesday evening after the Mueller hearings. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also spoke to press.
We want to have the strongest possible case to make a decision as to what path we will go down. And that is not endless in terms of time or endless in terms of the information that we want. But if it comes to a point where the cone of silence and the obstruction of justice and the cover-up in the White House prevents us from getting that information, that will not prevent us from going forward. In fact, it's even more grounds to go forward.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday explaining what the Democrats' next steps were after the Mueller hearings. Representative Schiff on Thursday downplayed talk of impeachment, saying the only way Trump would leave office would be, quote, by being voted out. Meanwhile, the House Oversight and Reform Committee on Thursday issued subpoenas for the private communications of several top current and former Trump aides, including Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump, and Steve Bannon. The Washington Post has spotted that the presidential seal that Trump spoke in front of at his Monday event for the ultra-right-wing group Turning Point USA was doctored. The seal, which usually sports a bald eagle clutching arrows in its claw, was replaced by a bird very similar to that seen on the Russian flag, holding golf clubs instead. Written in Spanish across the top were the words 45 is a puppet instead of E pluribus unum. Turning Point USA insists that there was nothing nefarious and that the doctored seal was a, quote, last-minute AV mistake. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar published an op-ed in the New York Times on Thursday titled, "It's not enough to condemn Trump's racism." In it, she explained, racial fear prevents Americans from building community with one another. And community is the lifeblood of a functioning democratic society. Throughout our history, racist language has been used to turn American against American in order to benefit the wealthy elite. Meanwhile, a deli in California's Bay Area has garnered attention after the deli owner offered customers a free side dish if they posted the word "send her back" and hashtagged his deli. And a 71-year-old white woman in Raleigh, North Carolina, used the N-word in a confrontation with several black women at a restaurant. When asked about her language by media outlet, she repeated it and said she wasn't sorry. In immigration news, a federal judge delivered the Trump administration a blow in blocking a new rule that bans refugees who pass through a third country from applying for asylum in the U.S. And Associated Press is reporting on how busloads of hundreds of Central American migrants are being sent from the U.S. and dumped in the northern Mexican town of Monterrey to fend for themselves while they await the adjudication of their cases. The Justice Department announced on Thursday that after more than 15 years, it would resume executions. Attorney General William Barr named five inmates on the federal government death row that would be executed this December, within 6 weeks of one another. The Washington Post explained that the number is stunning, considering that, quote, there have been only three executions since the federal death penalty was restored in 1988, and only 37 overall from 1927 to 2003. President Trump has vetoed a trio of bipartisan bills that blocked U.S. weapons sales to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The bills are a measure of the hostility both parties feel toward the president's bypassing of congressional approval on such weapons sales. State Secretary Mike Pompeo justified the move using supposed Iranian aggression as the reason. The state of California signed a deal with four major auto manufacturers, Ford, BMW, Honda, and Volkswagen, to lift gas mileage standards, sidestepping the Trump administration's efforts to lower standards. The company signed the deal with the California Air Resources Board in a move that would build on Obama-era standards. Trump's EPA reacted with anger at the move, calling it a, quote, PR stunt, and saying that California, quote, continually refused to produce reasonable and responsible proposals. And Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson offered his support to protesters at Mauna Kea on Hawaii's Big Island, who are opposing the construction of a 30-meter telescope on the summit. Johnson, a hugely popular movie star and former wrestler, said, "I wanted to come here and see our people and stand with them and support them." He added, "It's bigger than a telescope. It's humanity. It's culture." And that does it for our news headlines today.